Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaz. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The catcher, Hector Jimenez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleet Thomas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Diamond. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Dumit and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dozier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dumit hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Willingham strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morneau hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dunn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dozier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Plouffe hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Arcia hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckham picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Beckham. Thomas moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz strikes out. Dumit drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Diaz out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dumit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dumit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vecino. Dumit reaches second base with a double. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Dumit trying to get to home. Vecino throws the ball into Jimenez, who tags Dumit, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Plouffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vecino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Dumit and he is out, Dozier applying the tag. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Konerko moves to second. Dion Vecino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecino is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Conurco moves to third. Dunn moves to second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouf fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Plouf. Conurco scores. Dunn moves to third. Vecino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Oswaldo Arcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Arcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Arcia hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dumit is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dumit hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Jimenez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz bunts towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Vecino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouf is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Plouf is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Plouffe moves to second. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Arcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Plouffe scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Dion Vecido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Anthony Swarczyk now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepinger strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar strikes out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vecido. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dumit is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Mauer moves to third. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Dumit moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mauer scores. Dumit scores. Willingham moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Twins. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaz, a batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Arcia. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rios is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Arcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kepinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. There goes Arcia. The throw from Jimenez to Ramirez, and Arcia is out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Escobar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Fien now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fien fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ramon Troncoso now pitching. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dumit strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Parmley now playing right field. Oswaldo Arcia now playing left field. Jared Burton now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckham hits a line drive towards short. Escobar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Arcia. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Alejandro Diaz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 4 in the game. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimenez moves to third. Diaz moves to second. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a fly ball into left field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.